The Russian government waged two anti-terror campaigns against militants in the North Caucasus. This is when he first came to their attention. He was named as a person of interest during this time and earned the nickname Ahmed One Arm. He allegedly lost one of his arms during the Chechen conflict. He was able to leave Russia 12 years ago and he was granted asylum in Austria. And despite being on Russia's wanted list even since 2003 for terrorist activities. Now, despite Russia's warnings, he was welcomed into the West with open arms and granted this asylum, and he's been able to move freely across Europe and post-Soviet states. And by no means has he been lying low during this time. He's been arrested multiple times and in various countries across Europe. And if we take a look back at his history, it really would send alarm bells ringing.
In 2003, Ahmed Chetaev, wanted by Russia, is granted asylum in Austria, allowing him to travel freely across Europe. And he didn't keep a low profile. He was arrested multiple times in different countries. In 2008, he was arrested with ammunition and guns in Sweden and jailed. The same year, he was added to the Interpol wanted list by Russia. After his release, he was arrested yet again, this time in Ukraine, where he was found with bomb-making manuals and photos of terror victims. Following this, Russia demanded his extradition, but rights groups opposed the move. Amnesty International urged Ukrainian authorities not to extradite Chetaev to Russia, amid fears he would be at risk of torture and other grave human rights violations. In 2011, he was arrested at the Bulgarian-Turkish border. Russian pleas for his extradition were again denied. A year later in Georgia, he was arrested in an anti-terror operation and charged with illegal arms possession. Extradition was again refused. In 2015, reports emerged that Chetaev had entered Syria and joined Islamic State. He is finally put on the US terror list.